Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room. You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
Okay, so full disclosure, I had to turn the air conditioning on because it's hot as fuck right now, even though we're filming it or recording at night, whatever, it's still hot as fuck, and I just can't take it.
Mm-mm. We went too long without AC already.
That is so true. Actually, it wasn't that bad.
It was only a few days.
It was only a few days. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and it actually was raining. It could have been way worse.
So House of Dragon, I think it's very interesting. It is a thinker, and everyone has the same name.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
It's very confusing. Everyone's Aegon.
Yeah.
Everyone's Viserys. Mm. Everyone's Rhaenyra. Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Rhaenyra is the main girl, and then like there's a Rhaenyra that is like her.
Yes, her aunt or something.
Yeah.
I think it's her aunt.
Her aunt.
But I don't know. And then, like, it's really funny because they're, like, questioning. We watched a little bit of the first season yesterday. Like, questioning the legitimacy of her children.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the father is a black man with gray hair. Gray silver hair.
Yeah.
She is a pale white woman with blue eyes and like, bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
And their supposed, quote-unquote, sons are all dark-haired boys.
Very, very pale white boys.
Very, very pale
all over their
white boys. You ain't fooling no one, girl.
Like, girl, if his garden wasn't fertile,
his
you could have at least gone to someone who looked a little bit more like him first.
I mean, girl.
Pop out an heir that's not so questionable first. Because people already don't want you.
As a woman.
Yeah. So, like, if I were her, I would, like, try to secure it as much as I could. Because it is obvious that those boys are not his children.
Right. Completely obvious. And, like, they're standing there in front of everyone and the king's there, and they're like, the guy's, like, going nuts on them.
Like, how can you question the legitimacy? And like,
the guy dies. They kill the dude. Spoiler alert. That's from last season, though. Yeah. They cut the dude's face in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Everyone knows.
She just don't care, though. I mean, I guess she does care because it did send her into early labor, and she did lose her baby.
Yeah.
And she lost her son on the same day.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But then, in the first episode, I was very confused. It started off with them going to the wall, and I was like, does she have another son? She obviously does.
Yeah, they don't.
I missed that part.
Their children. Like, they showed the two little babies whenever the king was dying briefly.
Yeah.
And then the next time they show them, they're toddlers. And I'm like, where did that kid pop up from?
I know. And then they don't. I'm like, who's their father? Is it still the same guy? But I thought he got killed.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
I think the new babies might have been Daemon's.
Why'd they have brown hair?
Right. That doesn't make sense. And also, Rhaenyra's babies could have still had blonde hair because...
They should have, I thought.
Yeah, the king's babies that he had with...
Blonde. What's that bitch's name? Allison.
Allison, yes. His babies were still...
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Crazy fuckers.
Yeah.
Crazy
fuckers. I mean, I would think with, like, how many generations of inbreeding they've got...
Yeah.
Like, those babies would have had that hair regardless.
100%.
That recessive gene is no longer recessive.
It's dominant. Totally dominant gene.
Yeah. Like, whenever they showed the King's Bastards, yeah. They had white hair.
I know. We were talking about this yesterday,
yeah.
That it would suck so fucking bad to be a bastard child of one of the kings and have that lightning blonde hair because no one else has it.
Yeah.
Not one other single person in all of King's Landing has that blonde hair, except your bastard ass.
Yeah, right, the fuck. You would get singled out, but you would get absolutely nothing from being the King son.
I used to be so afraid of you learning the
that I was
definition
a
bastard.
Of. I'm pretty sure the moment I said that I learned what it was, I was like, "Am I a bastard?"
I'm sorry.
Fine by me.
But, like, the laws, you literally used to treat children differently,
yeah.
You know?
Well, so, luckily, it's not that time anymore, but...
It's not that far along, far, far away.
Yeah.
I'm serious. In Louisiana, when I was sitting in law school, like, we're learning about all the laws, about successions and stuff like that, and there was differences.
Oh, my goodness.
It's gone now, but there were.
Huh.
And I'm like...
Like, when you were in school, they were still there?
No, I mean, we were learning about it.
Oh,
we
okay.
were learning about it, but
how
it wasn't in effect. I mean, I would have to go look it up. My guess would be, like, in the last 50 years.
Okay. Yeah, well.
But to me, last 50 years means 1950, but I think it might be, like, the... No. I was going to say the 40. I don't know.
That's
60s?
Like 70s.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, it's... My time of frame of reference is off. But I would have to look that up specifically. And I could be wrong. It could be longer. But
yeah.
We did learn about it. So we're still paying money to learn that shit
yeah,
in school.
Yeah, relevant enough.
It's relevant enough, I think, maybe to see, like, where we have been
yeah.
and why we don't really want to go there again.
Yeah, well, history is important.
It is. But, you know, Florida doesn't think so.
No, they do not. And it is infuriating.
Well, I'm excited to see the rest of the season. I mean, with our strategically... named email accounts. I mean, we can't just like
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe we could put subliminal messages in them, and so put them all together would say like "fuck you, HBO" or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. We should like figure out what the CEO's name is, and then like have a little message.
Well, I don't want to get too specific.
We have 10 words, so.
I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to get sued or a cease and desist letter
yeah.
or a restraining order.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like name people. I like HBO. I like for the company just to be that a company,
yeah.
right? So I'm angry at the company, even though people make up the company. But should we go protest at HBO here? I don't think that would land very well.
Probably not. No, this isn't really the demographic. The area to do
for
that
protesting?
No.
No, it's really not, is it? Oh, shit. I saw an article the other day that said Florida women are among the pickiest singles.
That's interesting. I wouldn't guess Florida.
It says a study reached that out of single ladies aged 18 to 35, oh my god, that's literally our
yeah.
age gap. To gauge how they felt about dating a man who earns less than $100,000 per year or is of below average attractiveness. Out of 3,000 surveyed nationwide, 17% wouldn't even dream of it.
Well, I wouldn't dream of it, of course. But...
Well, this was poorly written, Miami.
Yeah, that's...
Miami New Times.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the problem with online
picky...
surveys. Rather than, like, in person.
So, I don't think that's picky.
No, I think that's just, like, high standards.
I just think having standards, generally.
Yeah, not
just
even
having
necessarily high
standards.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, listen, okay, we're living in Miami, $100,000 doesn't go far. I mean, it depends
no.
on in the country where you live.
Yeah,
but
in
here,
Miami specifically,
doesn't
that's
go
not,
far.
No.
It doesn't go far. So, where did they take this poll from?
Yeah.
I guarantee you they didn't take it from any of those bitches down in Destin.
No,
they didn't. They all took them from Miami.
Yeah.
I didn't participate, though, but
yeah.
I wasn't asked.
Well, you probably would have agreed with the majority.
The majority?
Being the once over 100,000 a year and...
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
I agree completely. I mean, I don't think, like, the amount someone makes is all that important because I just think more, like, the ability to support themselves, the ability to... But you know what? I need to get specific about my manifestation. So if we're dreaming for things, he makes a lot.
Yeah.
He makes a lot. Just because it could be fun. I feel like I'm in this weird, like, limbo time of life. Like, I've already raised my kid, basically,
yeah.
right? And I have, like, no desire to have another kid.
I just set the bar so high.
You set the bar so fucking high. But you know what I was thinking the other day? You may not like this, but it was what I was thinking. I was thinking that maybe instead of having another kid, I just kind of reparent you with all of the stuff I've learned. Like the person I am now is probably the mom you deserved growing up. But, like, I didn't know what I was doing. I was fucking 16. What do you want me to do? Like, I sound like Joe Giudice. I don't know if you know Jersey. He's like, what are you going to do about it? It is what it is. It is what it is. What are you going to do about it? It is what it is. So, I was just flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
But now, I'm, like, growing, evolving, maturing more, emotionally regulated in some kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
So, I feel like I don't really want to, wouldn't want to focus on, like, a new kid. I also, we were talking about this today. Oh, you asked me how long my labor was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long. It was, I went in at 5 a.m. for my scheduled inducing, and then you were born at 2:57 p.m.
Yeah, and you were like, it's a work day.
It was basically a work day. It was really more of a school day, right?
Well, 5 a.m.?
You're right.
No, that's a work
day. No, totally a work day. It was a hard day's work.
8 a.m. would be a school day.
And what did we said something... And I was like, that was the easy part.
Oh, I was like, I was saying that if you didn't want to have another kid, but your partner did want to have a kid, like, you could just adopt. And
right.
You were like, I would want to be a surrogate for other people, but I wouldn't want to raise the baby.
No.
And I'm like, so having birth was the easy part? Or giving birth was the easy part?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to minimize it, because I know every woman goes through different shit. And it isn't quote unquote easy, but it is what we're designed to do, right? That is one of our major abilities.
Yeah, your body will do that.
Your body just does it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't, we were watching Southern Charm and Madison was with her, she met her new guy, Brett, hot as fuck firefighter, who works away and comes back. So, like, she can, like, have distance from him. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I would need some alone time. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
I agree.
Or, no, absence.
Same thing. Okay, so, yeah, Madison found that guy, Brett, which he's cute, don't get me wrong, but, like, I ain't trying to have no more babies like that. Like, I mean, you never say never, right? But... I just feel like I'm on just such a different trajectory. Just totally. And I saw this thing the other day that was very inspiring, and I was talking to you about it earlier, where Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live was doing, like, this whole spiel on the show, and she was talking about how Harrison Ford, he was in Star Wars, Harrison Ford was a carpenter at the age of 30.
Yeah.
Vera Wang, do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
The wedding designer. Dress designer?
Yeah.
She didn't design her first dress until she was
40.
Yeah. Like, that is crazy. That is inspiring. Oprah got fired from her job at 23. And people were saying, like, it was a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. And they're like, no, it wasn't a mistake. She had to be fired so she could grow and be Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'm going to be Oprah or anything, but, like, got to grow into something else.
Yeah.
And it just...
Life doesn't end whenever you turn 30.
No, it certainly doesn't. It certainly doesn't. Or 40.
Yeah.
Or 50 or 60 or 70.
Life doesn't end until it ends.
Oh, that's so, like, profound.
Thank you.
Life doesn't end until it ends.
Yeah. So keep on living.
Keep on keeping on. So let's talk about Bridgerton. We both, spoiler alert for anyone who has not seen Bridgerton, we're about to discuss the fuck out of Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I thought Colin was giving Into the Woods
agony.
Agony! I don't remember the words. So it's like, na 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 na.
Yeah. So much cool, or so much more painful than this. Like,
agony! It's great.
When you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony!
You're so my child. Like, you just singing like that is just so... I mean, I do it on the podcast all the time. time. Colin has his own swagger this season. He has his, like, own thing going. I think what gave me agony was that vest that was striped that looked like it was zebra print. I know, yeah. He fucking loved that shit.
That's his favorite article of clothing this
he
season.
He loved that shit. It's weird. Like, I love Bridgerton. I think it's great. I love it. It's weird seeing how women and men are treated so differently and what they're allowed, were allowed to do, yeah. And still are allowed, what some is allowed, men are allowed to do versus what women are allowed to do.
It was like the fact that women didn't know anything about sex until even after they were married.
They
like,
don't know.
The Featheringtons, I forget what the daughters' names were.
That's right.
But, like, they were like, inserts himself, where?
And it's like, oh.
Oh, girl, you need to sit down.
100%. In Queen Charlotte, she had Lady Danbury come over, and they did drawings to show what's going on and stuff. Yeah. But, like, it's weird that at that time the function was to get married for a woman. The function was to get married and to have babies.
Yeah.
But no one teaches you how to have babies.
Yeah.
So it's like, what?
I don't like that ignorance was equated to innocence.
Yeah. Like naive.
Yeah.
And like, oh.
You can still be innocent, but educated.
Yes.
Like educating someone about the things that they need to do and, like, essential parts of life.
Right.
And, like, the biggest, like, that's the only thing that they're born to do.
Women?
Is to, in that time, is to have babies.
Right.
And a very, very important part of that is sex. So
some would say the most important.
Yeah.
There's only been one gal out there who has gotten away.
Even then, that's questionable.
Immaculate conception. Well, I don't want to upset our Christian listeners out there. But yes, it's crucial.
Yeah.
It's how it's done.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it was weird seeing that men were taught about sex and, like, were allowed to experiment with sex at brothels and whatnot, mm-hmm. and it was normal and it was accepted, even by the mom, even by everybody.
Yeah.
But women...
Someone had to know what they were doing, I guess.
Someone had to fucking know.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. It's weird to watch, but it's very, very... Oh, my God, did you hear my hip crack?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
I wonder
God.
If they could hear it.
I wonder if that picked up on the microphone, that hip crack. Oh, something that I've really been loving this season is Queen Charlotte's hair. Mm. In that one scene where there were dancers they were watching, she literally had swans, glass swans, rotating in her hair.
It was gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I loved it.
So inventive. I fucking loved it. I rooted so hard for Penelope this season. So hard for her. Like, I loved it. I loved this season. I thought it was really good. I thought it was maybe better than last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like every season has been different, kind of different, but at their core, they are the same. They all follow the same pattern. There's a love triangle, and then eventually, like, whoever, there's someone, two people helping the other one get someone, and then the two people helping each other fall for each other. Like,
like classic.
Yeah, because Kate was trying to set her sister up with
Got
Anthony.
Got it. They use the same storyline.
Yeah, and then Kate fell in love with Anthony instead. And then same thing with Daphne. She was initially with the prince. And then her and... what's his name?
I forgot.
The main guy.
The main guy.
In the first season, Daphne's guy.
I forgot his name. He was the prince.
Yeah. He wasn't a prince.
He was a prince.
He was a duke or something. No, she was supposed to get with the prince.
Wait, you're right. Maybe he was the duke.
Yeah, she was... Like, he was helping her get the prince, and then he fell in love with
her. Oh, so Shonda Rhimes keeps using the same storyline.
Yeah, and then this season, Colin's helping Penelope get some guys, and then he falls in love with her.
Well, I mean,
it's the same storyline every time, so, like, you know exactly what's gonna happen, but, like... it's just the details in between.
The lady whistle down part felt very much like Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I felt like it felt very much like Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And even though Cressida Cowder was like...
Cowper. With a P.
Oh, Cressida Cowper, Cowder.
Like Chowder.
Cressida Cowper, even though she like kind of was a bitch this season, I felt really bad for her.
Me too. I understand why she was like that. After seeing how her mother treated her and like...
And her father?
Yes. Oh,
horrible people.
Terrible. And she was an only child. And she was taught from the moment that she could speak that other girls were her competition.
Speaking of only children, I know that a lot of people don't want to have only children. And I'm curious to know whether you feel like you would have preferred to have a sibling or not. Now that you're moving on into adult land.
I do wish I had a sibling.
You do wish you have a sibling.
Yeah.
So you'd want to share me with another child.
Well, if it had been... Like
the norm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I initially would have had some jealousy, like every child feels that, but mm-hmm. I feel like siblings, at least like, especially in adult life, honestly, are like very valuable because they had similar experiences as you, and like they can understand things that no one else can.
I understand that.
And I don't know, it just feels like someone that's always on your side, but isn't necessarily like your parents, which is like an authority figure.
Right.
So.
Right.
I don't know.
No, I understand that. Well, obviously it's case by case, but some people are like, oh, we don't want our child to grow up without a sibling. But I don't think it's the worst.
I don't think it was a bad thing. Like, there are definitely benefits to being an only child. I feel like we probably wouldn't be as close.
No.
If there was another kid in the mix.
We would still be close.
We would still be close, but it would be different. It would be different, naturally. I mean, there would have to be space for three or four, depending on how many you had. But
let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy now.
Let's just say three. But yeah, obviously there's going to be less to go around.
Totally. I don't know. What else did I like about Bridgerton? I liked that the mom also had a love interest.
Me too.
Oh, I will say, though, it kind of seemed like it could have ended there, like, and not had another season.
Oh, yeah.
I did feel that way. I was like, it ended on, like, a really good note, and it was full circle. The only thing that, like... The only thing that felt like there was a story to tell...
With Eloise?
Well, that, I actually wasn't thinking that, but Francesca.
Oh, yeah.
When Francesca kissed her husband... Spoiler alert. When she got married and kissed her husband...
I think she's
gay. She had a face, and she, like... It's the first time she's ever kissed him.
Yeah.
So all these other ladies we've seen, you know, did a little kissing before they got married, but she didn't. And so she, when she got married, she kissed him, and her face was like, oh...
I think she's gay because the moment his sister walked in, her face lit.
You are so fucking right, bro.
She was like
tongue-tied,
speechless. Yeah. She couldn't speak, and like that's exactly what her mother described as love. And she was like, first met the person that I was meant to be with, I couldn't speak to them, and that's exactly what happened to her. And she was like, there are different types of love, mother, but she just didn't.
That's an astute observation. Yeah. We should call Shonda. The bitch knows what she's doing. Scandal. Grey's Anatomy. How to Get Away with Murder. What else is there?
It's Me.
I don't know. I bet there's another one. Well, she definitely does Queen Charlotte, and she does Bridgerton, but I bet there's more.
Does she also do Gossip Girl?
No.
That would make sense. Else.
No, I think that was someone else, but I could be wrong. It could have been her. I don't know, but the woman knows what she's doing. Now that I'm, like, transitioning out of, you know, law life, litigation life, I think I would be open to watching How to Get Away with Murder. Yeah. It won so many awards. It was, like, a major show, but it was about law school. And I was in law school when it came out, and I was like, No, this isn't what it's like at all. So I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to see some fantasy lawyers... like, talking, like, doing bullshit that I don't will never do. Just like Suits. Yeah. Suits is a great, great fucking show. But it is misleading as hell.
Yeah.
It is not accurate at all. Yeah.
Same thing with Grey's Anatomy. Like, obviously, I mean, you wouldn't know
what. I wouldn't know.
I've heard that it's very, very inaccurate and that it's a similar feeling.
I did like Grey's Anatomy a lot, though. I like Grey's Anatomy. And it taught me a lot of medical jargon and medical, like, you know, diagnosis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I really did learn, though. I saw an article recently. Wait, did you ever watch Sex and the City?
The movies or the show?
The show.
I watched some of the show. I never watched it fully.
So I saw something on Instagram. It was today, actually, where Sarah Jessica Parker was, like, looking through a book, maybe, of, like, shots from the... when they were filming.
Mm-hmm.
And she said... she went and... do you know what a Birkin bag is?
Yes.
She's like, I'm offended that you even had to ask. But so she... there's a picture of her holding this blue Birkin bag... and in the interview, she was like, that's fake. I took extreme exception to this because Sex and the City really, I felt like, put labels and brands out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I felt like it really put it out there. And for her, it being a choice, a costume choice for them to use a fake Birkin bag... I don't know. I am I off base? Like, am I out of pocket here? I'm, like, outraged.
No, that feels like
disingenuous as fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh my gosh.
What?
It's HBO. HBO uses fake Birkins.
God. I mean, to be fair, that would be a very, very expensive costume budget. But
then don't make a show about it.
Yeah. Right.
Then don't make a show about it. They got so much money for those budgets. They don't have to buy it. They can just borrow it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Honestly, there was on the Sex and the City movie, the first one. Did you watch the first one or the second one? Or both?
I watched whichever one she was getting married to.
That was the first one. Okay. That one was good. Jennifer Hudson was in it. And she had the bag, and she said, I rent it. It's bag, borrow, or steal.
Yes.
I don't even know if that's around anymore.
I wish it
were. I rented some stuff from them back in the day.
Did?
I did. I never actually had the confidence to...
to steal it?
No, not to steal it, to wear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a thing?
I think it was just my thing. I just have never, up until recently, really until moving here, or just really in the last year or so, I haven't felt, like, comfortable to try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To, like, take a risk, what I consider taking a risk, or to be more out there with fashion or whatever. So I just was too uncomfortable to do it.
Yeah.
But Sarah Jessica Parker wasn't. And I'm annoyed... that they used a fake Birkin. Why are you checking your phone? Well, it's, I mean...
I need to see which one is Sarah Jessica Parker.
The main lady, Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay, that makes sense. I was picturing, like,
That's so funny.
What's her name?
Kim Cattrall?
Girl,
Kim Cattrall.
Samantha.
Yeah, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
I guess I should say their character names.
I don't know the actress's name.
Sorry, I have a bit more background on this than you do, maybe.
But it's embarrassing for the listeners.
Is it embarrassing? I think people who are your age, if they listen, will be like, I don't know which one that one is either.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's my
turn. I feel like I should know, though, now that I see that that's the main girl.
Well, now you do.
That is Carrie, basically.
You did watch the Carrie Diaries.
I love the Carrie Diaries.
What was the girl's name who was in that? She was so fucking cute.
I have no clue.
So, I saw something else the other day. It says, the Bling Bishop, known for his flashy lifestyle and self-described mentee of New York City Mayor Eric Adams, has been sentenced to 9 years in prison. This is a religious figure. And he was he's been dubbed the Bling Bishop
for his like steal money or
for
something?
His flamboyant big spending lifestyle. He was sentenced to 9 years in prison for swindling a parishioner's mother out of her life savings and other scams.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If a bishop has to be blingy, bishops should be paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with those Jesus ads.
I completely agree.
I don't think religion should be advertised at all. I think that's something that people should come to terms with on their, like, by themselves. But, like, if they're advertising and then they're trying to make money from, because that's the only point of advertising. And so, like, if you have an income, then you should be taxed on that income.
I totally agree. If you have an advertising or marketing budget built into your business,
yeah,
you should be paying taxes.
Agreed.
I looked up the cost of pay, because Jesus had an ad in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he had two ads.
And they were AI ads. So, yeah. I mean, how much could that have even cost to make? Ain't shit.
And they were confusing.
They were confusing. But
what's the goal there?
But if Jesus can advertise, Jesus can pay taxes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense because the Super Bowl is... They used to pay millions of dollars to have an ad in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Jesus had two.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Why I don't get it. I don't get it.
One is like was one thing, and to have multiple is baffling. Both are baffling, but it's like to have it had to see it twice is like wow.
Something that bothered me, I don't think this might be too high level for you. I'm not saying that you wouldn't get it, but okay. Do you have PPP money? Okay. Are you shaking your head no?
Too high level.
You got offended.
I got offended, but then it was too high.
You got offended, and then it was confirmed. I'm not. That wasn't a judgment or anything. It was more like, okay,
I don't know finance.
It's not necessarily finance. It's more COVID.
Okay.
PPP money during COVID, everyone's businesses were shut down, right? And you could apply for PPP money, and that meant payroll protection program. And it guaranteed you would get money from the government because you were out of business, right?
Yeah.
It was helping people stay employed, keeping your businesses together so that when we did recover from COVID, you would still have a business.
Yeah.
Churches got it. Churches got it. If churches can get PPP money that is tax money, they should be paying fucking taxes.
Agreed. Yes. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And I think churches are great. I think people need church. I think there's a lot of people who benefit so much from churches.
Religion is great, but it should...
There has to be a way to figure it out because this just doesn't make any sense. And why do we have something called the Bling Bishop? It's a thing in religious organizations for the top person in it, not in like Catholic and stuff like that, but a lot of these like non-denominational Christian religions to have the top people be like, wealthy as fuck.
Yeah. Because it's like
status. It doesn't seem right, though.
It doesn't seem right. I don't think Jesus would agree with a lot of what religion has become.
Girl, you can say that. Oh my gosh, did you see that article? Or it was a video, actually, on TikTok or Instagram or something like that. And it was this woman who was saying that she does not return her shopping cart. And she was saying, she was like, what am I going to do? Like, go to my shopping cart. I mean, have my kids in my shopping cart, go to my car, put the groceries and my kids in the car, and then leave the kids in the car while I go return the grocery cart? No, ma'am. I am not doing that. There are a couple people burned her on social media. First of all, why not? Like,
that's why child lock is a thing. They're not going to get out.
Second of all, why don't you take them with you to return the cart?
Yeah.
And then just walk back to your car.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you feel like I returned the cart on a regular basis when you were growing up?
Yeah.
I return the cart now.
I don't remember you leaving it.
Or leaving you.
No. I always just went with you. I mean, I understand that it's easier with an only child, but like...
Right.
if they're not all the same age, then it shouldn't be that hard. Like, the oldest can help the middle, and the middle
totally.
Can help the youngest, and you just take care of the oldest. Like, it's a little chain reaction. Everyone hold each other's hands,
like,
and you push
ducklings.
The cart. Yes. I feel like it can be done very easily, and it just, it takes the inconvenience out of somebody else's day.
Also, you teach your kids to
be respectful of space and considerate of other people.
And recognize this is a grocery store you go to all the time, right? Like, you're going to go again.
Yeah.
It is beneficial for you for the people to put their fucking carts up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Fosters a good community.
I agree completely. So I went and looked at her Instagram. And she has a thing. It's like doctor something. Saying, like, she's a doctor. And a lot of people do this now. I saw, like, there's a big parenting person called Dr. Becky. And all of these people, I mean, it gives the, we need a different designation for people who have PhDs versus medical doctors, because it almost feels like they're purporting to be medical doctors and they're not.
Yeah. It feels like impersonation.
It's not, but it does feel like that.
It feels like it.
I remember when I was an attorney, it would be a thing, because, like, chiropractors generally aren't medical doctors. That's just a general thing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you would be like, but you're, like, you go on a deposition. I wouldn't do this, but I would know other people who did. And be like, so you're not a doctor. You're like, no, you're not an MD. I don't know why people would do that, but it was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
To, like, not...
Maybe just to shake them loose a little bit so that they'd be less, be open for questioning. Not less open, but just be more open for questioning. Like, less, like, more on their toes, I guess.
I think it's to try and, like, yeah, to keep them on their toes and, like...
Rattle them a little bit.
Exactly. Rattle them a little bit.
Shake their confidence.
Totally.
So you're not a real doctor.
Exactly. You could be a lawyer. Don't be. But you could be.
I wouldn't want to be.
You have really good skills.
Thank you. Those skills can be put elsewhere.
As I'm finding out.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that her whole rant was just stupid, and I didn't like it, and I bet she regrets it. Or maybe she doesn't, because she probably got a lot of attention.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably why she did it. Like, I saw this video, I really only saw a stitch of this video, but this girl was stitching a video where she blatantly said...
Stitching.
So stitch is on TikTok whenever you, like, respond to another video. Like,
It'll
show the first few seconds of
and
the first video.
And you say something?
And then it'll cut to your video of you responding it to
is
it.
Is that a, like, setting on TikTok?
Yeah, like, there are different options you can click whenever you're, like, whenever you're looking at TikTok, there's a little, like, three little dots at the bottom of your screen. Mm-hmm. You can click that, and there are options to either stitch the video or, like, duet the video. Duetting it is whenever both videos are playing at the same time, side by side,
uh-huh.
And there's no sound on the original one, but there's sound on yours. And then stitch is there's sound on both of them, and you can choose how much of the first video is shown. So in the video that I saw, this girl, like, she was cooking, and she was talking about, like, her daughter or someone dating, I think. And she just blatantly said the N-word.
What?
Yeah.
Is it a white lady?
Yes. And, like, trying to look like Betty Crockett, like, in a...
Betty Crocker.
Brittany. I thought Betty Crockett was the...
I think you think Davy Crockett. Betty Crocker.
No, the chef.
Betty Crocker.
It's Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker.
Okay, never mind.
I think so. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Davy Crockett.
Yeah, with
Betty
the guy
Crocker.
With the raccoon hat. And then,
Betty Crocker.
Yeah, okay, Crocker. She had a frilly little apron on and was, like, rolling out dough and just said the N-word. And I'm like, that's
no.
Obviously for attention.
That's not good attention. Why would you want any of that? Uh-uh.
No.
So I don't like that. I don't like, it's like outrage marketing.
Yeah.
It's like where you piss people off so much that you get a lot of attention.
Because people are like, no publicity,
yeah,
no publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah.
But, like, that's...
I don't feel like that.
I don't feel like it's worth ruining your reputation and, like, just your image and, like,
your brand. I just feel like, is that what you want your brand to be
yeah.
about?
It's very negative.
It's very negative, and it's, like, offensive as fuck.
Yes.
And it hurts people.
Yeah. And it's divisive.
Yeah, I don't
and,
like it.
That's not how you sustain a career. That's
no.
how you, like, have a little one-hit wonder.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Okay. There's something else I saw on Instagram, and tell me if this would be something you would be interested. So it says, basically, it's a guy asking for advice, and it was from a dating app. And it says, a girl invited me over to help her weed her garden as a date. He said the conversation was going really well, so I asked if she wanted to get to know each other in person. She said yes and asked if I wanted to come over and help her weed her garden. I said, haha, as a first date, and she responded, yes. It's a relaxing activity to talk and could get to know someone. Plus, she could really use the help since it rained a lot yesterday. The guy said, I honestly don't care what the first date is and don't mind weeding. Would happily do whatever to get a chance to spend some time with her, but I'm wondering if it's a red flag that she's kind of asking me to help her with a chore as a first date.
I don't think so, because I feel like if you're with the right person, even the most mundane tasks will be interesting. And that's really a good test to see if you can do something mundane
together
and still be engaged and not be completely bored out of your mind.
Right.
I feel like that's a really good first date option, honestly, and it doesn't cost any money, and it only has positive benefits. You get spend time in the sun, you get a nice little workout on your arms, and her garden's pretty and nice.
And gardening is
very relaxing.
Like soul feeding. Yeah. It like how people find so much relaxation from gardening. I mean, I don't do it,
but I've heard it really badly.
It is a dream of mine. But here's the problem: we haven't lived in a place longer than a year.
No.
And it's like, how can you do a garden? That's a harvest.
Yeah.
The annual harvest. Yeah. How could you have a bountiful harvest without?
Whenever you're not even there for the harvest.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It doesn't work. I'm hoping at this new place that you were talking about wanting to plant, like, a lemon tree or something?
Even if it's... I don't know if you have to plant that. I don't know if you have to, like... You could just be in, like, a planter or a big thing. I don't know.
This might be coming out of nowhere, but I feel like it's a thing that it, like, won't fruit.
If it's
in a planter.
I also want an avocado tree.
Yeah, I want a mango tree. I think mangoes grow on trees.
I think there's a mango tree down the street.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen mangoes on
it? They fell off.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go try and harvest some of those mangoes.
I think it's on someone's yard.
I'll be sneaky. I'll make sure they don't have a ring camera first.
Bro,
I'll take Sadie on a walk so I can scout.
And with an umbrella or a parasol and just put it.
Yeah, put it in front
of my
face.
That's genius. Yeah. So we had a really fun day today. I mean, fun may not be the term, but we went and did your tires, right?
Yes. I felt accomplished.
You did not know how to fill your tires up with air, and I went with you to the gas station.
Yeah.
We got our quarters. We got the pump. Mm-hmm. We timed our 4 minutes, and we got it fucking done.
Yes, we did.
So we did get to the gas station, and you didn't want to go inside.
No, I didn't, because I've never been before.
You've never been inside a gas station?
I've been inside a gas station, but I've never had to pay for a gas pump. I've always just...
Mm. It wasn't a gas pump,
I know,
though.
But it's the same situation, isn't it?
No. All I asked for, I had to give him $2. I said, can I get quarters for the air pump?
Oh.
That was it.
Well, that's easy. Never. I definitely could have done it.
I know I can.
I just didn't want to.
That's fair.
I was already going to have to be squatting on the ground, tying things off. Yes. I got dirt all over my hands, and I got into the car, and I was like, do you have any hand sanitizer? She's like, no, I have lotion, though.
That's on brand, though. Really, though.
Yeah.
I do have hand sanitizer in my own car.
Yeah.
And it's champagne toast.
Oh, wow. I'm going to stock up my car with a bunch of stuff now that I'm more comfortable.
You're doing good.
Thank you, yes. I'm planning on driving a lot more now. Really, I wanted to get that done because
an alarm.
Yeah, and I want to be able to just, if I feel the feeling where I want to drive, then I'm just going to...
You want to just get up and fucking go.
Yeah, and not have to worry about needing to stop at the gas station to fill up my tires or hit gas.
I understand that. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So, before we were leaving, though, I was explaining to you this this constant thought I have in my head, and it drives how I feel about my house and how I feel about what I wear.
Oh, yes.
When I'm leaving the house, listen, I almost dress like in sweatpants and tank tops and t-shirts and very loungy,
yeah.
Right? no bra normally.
Yeah.
But I always think about it, and I'm like, if I'm driving, what if I get in an accident? Is this what I'm going to be wearing to the hospital? Mm-hmm. And then number two, what if I get arrested? Is this what I'm going to have to wear in jail?
Yeah. And then I said, what if you die? And that's the outfit that your ghost is stuck with for the rest of eternity.
I never thought about it that way.
Well, if you believe in reincarnation, then hopefully that won't happen.
I do, but it's an interesting point because we don't know at what point. I don't think reincarnation is automatic, and no. I think that it is different for everybody.
For a little bit.
But yeah, I think it all depends on how much you have to heal and stuff. But another thing about how I keep my house is I'm like, if I died, people would obviously have to come at my house, right? And I'm like, I would want my house to be clean.
Yeah.
So that's why I always want the house to be clean when I leave or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were talking about my ghost being here and people inside. And I'm just like, no. Don't do it. Like, get out of here.
I was just picturing mom's ghost running around trying to pick things up to clean, but she can't move anything. And so she's just getting incredibly frustrated. And everybody else is just like, oh, as we see here, there's a spot.
They're like, oh, a lavender lemonade candle. The bitch must like Target. Okay, but you haven't seen Ghosts yet, have you?
Uh-uh.
Damn, I was about to make a ghost reference. So in Ghost, he's a ghost, spoiler alert, and he learns how to move objects as a ghost to prove that he's a ghost.
Yeah. You can manifest that.
For my ghost life?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I would be a very, very old lady in my ghost life. But fabulous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fur and jewels.
Right. Mm.
But maybe not fur. Faux fur, I guess.
Yeah. Or just, like, secondhand.
Secondhand? Vintage.
Vintage fur.
It doesn't count if it's vintage. Mm-mm. Do you think PETA would care?
PETA? Oh. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking PETA from Hunger Games.
Oh, did PETA?
I was like, PETA.
Oh, PETA.
But PETA.
PETA from Hunger
Games.
Oh,
no,
my God.
PETA, yes.
I don't know if PETA would have an opinion on that. Let's get PETA's opinion.
I don't think PETA has a problem with secondhand. I mean, it already exists. Yeah. I don't have a problem with secondhand because there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I definitely wouldn't throw it away because that's a waste. And I don't like to be wasteful.
No.
So just let me enjoy my fur.
We even bought those fucking bags, or it's like this program or business or whatever. You buy these little bags and you fill them up with clothes and you send them in, and they ensure that your clothes get recycled properly and don't end up in landfills.
It's trashy.io.
Trashio.
Yeah.
That's my Jersey accent. We've been watching just a hair of Jersey, like not a lot of Jersey, but
I don't like it as much. It's just redundant.
Well, they do keep arguing about the same fucking thing, and it's so annoying. I mean, I know you don't watch, but there's been rumors that almost the whole entire cast is fired. Except for three people. Dolores, Teresa, and Rachel. Did I say that? That's very Jersey, right?
Yeah.
That's very Jersey.
Well, those are the only names that I know, so it makes sense. It makes sense that they're keeping those ones on.
Do you know Papa's mom was named Dolores?
Yes.
What if I named you Dolores? And I'd be like, Dolores!
Maybe it's a middle name.
Madison Dolores! I think I might just start calling you Dolores.
And I'll call you Teresa.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Mother Teresa.
I am saint-like. Like, synonymous with a saint.
I need to put you on one of those candles that I have. I have.
That's what I'm giving you for your birthday.
She has one of those candles of Beyonce that I gave her.
I do. I love those candles. I haven't lit it, though.
It's for decoration.
It's a decorative candle? It's a decorative Beyonce candle. So there are some things that your generation and my generation have differences on.
Naturally,
of course, it happens. But one of them that is really hard for me to understand and reconcile is the high socks versus the ankle socks.
Well, I only started doing that because I would get blisters. And I just had sensory issues. My socks would always roll down.
And if they were ankle socks.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I would like the ankle socks that were a little higher, but
like the Bombas that I wear.
I guess, yeah.
You're like, no.
Not really.
See, we've had a really difficult communication issue on socks specifically.
Yeah, that's always been an issue of mine.
Socks have been a real big issue.
Yeah. Ultimately, the higher socks are just more comfortable for me, and then it also turns out to be like the trendy thing for my.
Do you think you started the trend? With your sensory issues?
Possibly. Who knows?
Okay, so yeah, the high socks thing, it's like almost now an identifiable characteristic of what generation you're in.
I also think it's just kind of cute. Like, you wouldn't, like, I feel like ankle socks with sandals, not a good look. But, like, if you can wear higher socks with Birkenstocks, and, like, that's, like, it looks intentional.
I definitely wore ankle socks and Birkenstocks on my flight home from Vegas. My toes were cold.
Yeah.
And the only other socks I had were my Jew socks.
Well, nothing wrong with either.
Nothing wrong with either, but I don't know. I didn't feel like sporting them in an airport.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Understandable.
Violence
happens in an airport.
What does? Violence? Oh, God.
Not to take a dark turn, but...
Not recently, I feel. No.
Not recently. It was just a...
Just a general term.
Yeah.
Don't.
Not a great joke.
Let's knock on wood. Oh no! Don't get Sadie to bark. Oh no. Thank you for protecting us.
We love you.
We love you.
It's okay.
This is soft parenting for dogs. Thank you for being our defender.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you so much. Okay. Another thing. Top sheet.
Sheets, yes. Well, that's another thing for me that was sensory. I just got tangled up in them at night because I move around a lot and I don't stay in one position typically. And so I would wake up and the top sheet is like wrapped around my legs and I get like caught basically.
She's like, I'm caught in my bed.
Yeah. So I mean, it just became a hassle for me.
Well, people are saying now that they're obsolete, but I would like
they're
to make...
They're still useful. I would like to keep them around whenever it's too hot to use a regular blanket.
Like when the AC's
sheet.
Broke.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to throw them away, but I don't keep them on my bed regularly.
Listen, I wash my sheets every week, once a week. I'm not doing that many fun things in my bed these days. So I just wash the top sheet. I like alternate washing both sheets. Do you know what I'm saying? Because then the top sheet is the only thing that I lay on.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps a little bit. I'm pro top sheet.
Whenever I was sleeping, like I would only sleep on top of the top sheet. I would end up like kicking it around and it just like wasn't, I don't know. It didn't work well for me. And I like my, this doesn't sound like it would be true, but I like my bed to be a little less cluttered.
Mm.
At least on one side. Uh-huh. Like, I know it doesn't sound like it would be true. Because I love to have stuff on there, but I don't, cluttered isn't the right word. I really just don't like to have a lot of, like, blankets and sheets because it just gets stifling.
I understand that. Another thing that I have actually succumbed to, but I didn't implement for so long, a middle part. I do a middle part now, but I feel like I was really pressured into that by your generation.
Sometimes I still do a side part. I think it looks cute.
It does look cute, but it used to, no one did middle parts.
Yeah.
And we would call it, you know what we called it?
A butt cut.
A butt cut.
Yeah.
Because it literally parted like your ass crack.
Yeah.
So a butt cut.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah. I don't know.
And people made fun of
it.
What?
I don't know why we moved towards that. It just.
I don't know either, but it happened, and the skinny jeans, I can't understand either.
I just I just don't like skinny jeans. I mean, I've never been a fan of pants, as you well know. But I especially didn't like skinny jeans because they were just very tight and, like, very restricting.
Right.
And so when I do wear pants, I like to wear looser things. I really like my cargo pants.
The cargo pants are really cute. They're very hot.
Thank you.
Hot shit!
Yes. And they're, like, mine are made of, like, a linen-ish. Mm. Not necessarily. They don't look linen, mm-hmm. but they're pretty thin.
Yeah.
So they're breathable. They're good for Miami. I like them.
No, it's definitely a good fabric. Do you, the song I just was singing, well, the song I just referenced was Hot Shit was Nelly, Country Grammar. Do you know that song?
I don't think
so. I would say that's like, well, it's not the first rap song I ever heard. I would say the first rap song that I recall hearing was Dr. Dre. Mm. And it, my sister would play it really loud and she'd roll all the windows down and I would be so cold and I would be like, roll it up. But she wouldn't do it. But she would just be blaring that shit. And that was probably the first rap song I remember hearing. But another early rap song memory is Nelly's Country Grammar. You probably know this song.
I probably know it. It's I like, just don't know it like often.
It's like, shimmy, shimmy, coca pop, oh, listen yes. to it now. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now. Yeah. Yes. So they say in the song, they're like, I'm going down, down, baby. Rose Street in the rain, drove a street sweeper, baby, cock ready to let it go.
Yeah.
All right. So on the, I didn't listen to the actual version. I listened to the radio version of it. And they would say, they would bleep out street sweeper. And I literally thought they meant a street sweeper. Do you know what a street sweeper is?
Like a prostitute?
No, but that's actually a good guess. It's a gun.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that wasn't in my realm of thought.
No, there's some privileged bitches from suburbia. Like, no, we did not have that. I did not have that frame of reference. And so I'm just like, street sweeper, baby. And I'm thinking it's like a street sweeper, like with fucking brushes and shit, spraying like cleaner on the streets. I'm like, that is so nice for their community. It is so nice for the community to be clean and the streets to be sweeped. It was years before I learned what that was. And I'm just singing my heart out to it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. I guess I haven't really heard that song in a long time.
Oh, we'll play it right like after
enough,
we get done.
Not enough for me to really think about the lyrics.
And you can find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs. Okay, I guess I won't go too hard even into it, but I mean, it's the St. Lunatics.
Yeah.
It's Nelly. Oh my God, Nelly and Ashanti are together. Do you know who that is? Ashanti?
Ashanti Glass. Ashanti
Glare! I'm gonna take that as a no. But Nelly and Ashanti are together. Oh, my millennials out there, my millennial dreams are being made by Nelly and Ashanti being together. I mean, it's just glorious. Okay, well, that is a wrap for It's a Bonus, Bitch.
Yes.
And we are wrapping part two. Thank you so much, Madison, for being with us today. Look, Sadie's going to get up and walk. Okay, I guess it's the end of the episode, so we don't care if your claws are on the floor.
Tip-tap along.
You little tip-tapping bitch. I will see y'all on the next episode of The Rich Room. Be sure to follow me at my social media at Lindsay_Sobel and also follow at The Rich Room Podcast. I will see you hoes later.
See ya.
Bye.